मेरे गुरु ने चरणों पर सुमन श्राद्ध के अर्पित है तेरे
Everybody knows that to breathe is important because otherwise you die. But very few know the secrets of the breath. Breath is the only thing that is there as soon as you get born, no? As soon as you come into this world, you start breathing. And last thing you do is to breathe out before you leave the body. But very few people are aware of their breathing. Just take notice now how your breathing is. Is it relaxed? Is it deep? Is it tight? And it's such a beautiful method to come into the moment, into the now, because it's happening all the time. It was the main method of Buddha. And so many of the masters, so many have focused on the breath. It's so close to you all the time and it's happening your whole life, every second. And maybe that's why it's so difficult to miss also. Because normally you are not present. And it's happening by itself. You don't need to do it. Existence itself is breathing you. You don't breathe. Breath is happening. So becoming more conscious of that mystery of breath, in India they call prana, the vital breath, vitality, the same for life, because breath is life. Life is breath. also modern man, and especially in the West, is so tight and so stuck in the head, in the mind, that the breath doesn't go very deep. It's very shallow. Because he functions only up here. And the breath should go all the way down in your belly. Like you see the children, they have nice little Buddha bellies. They are not interested in six-pack. Just relaxed, at ease. No struggle. No show-off. Just in tune, relaxed. Existence breathes through them. You see the belly goes up and down. The more civilized people get, the more tense they get, the more and more the breath goes up. So they hardly breathe, just... And that you should take notice with yourself. Because the more shallow you breathe, the more in your head, in your mind you are. Because if your breath goes deeper, you have to start feeling yourself. And that's why many people also doesn't breathe deep. Because then you will have to feel your feelings, your emotions. And most people doesn't want to feel their emotions, doesn't want to feel the feelings. So it's a control mechanism. You don't want to go there. And especially not all the way in your belly. Because you have buried so many things. And when you start going deep, all those feelings, emotions, memories will come up again. So I just wanted to make you aware now, because if it clicks with you, you something you can play with your whole life. In fact, it's the only technique you need, the only meditation you need. But that's the truth of almost all techniques. But your attention span is so short that you jump, the mind jumps from here to there, looking all the time. But just such a simple technique as being aware of your breath. It will bring you into the moment. Because you cannot be two places at the same time. The more you become conscious of your breath or anything that is happening in this moment, like this bird song or the river flowing, you will become aware of the moment. Your energy comes here. So the breath is always there. So it's something is always with you. So if you learn to tune into your own breath, becoming aware of it, going deeper, allowing it to relax. And if the breath, if your breathing is relaxed, you are relaxed. If your breathing is tense, shallow, you are shallow, tense. And if you experiment with it and becomes friends, intimate friend with your breath, then you realize the truth of it and what I'm sharing with you, then you can even regulate your own thoughts, feelings, emotions. Because if you get angry, for example, and you remember your breathing, and you start breathing deep, more relaxed, then your anger will change. You cannot be angry and breathe relaxed. You get tight. So, most people, they are not aware of anything that is happening inside. That's why you are a slave of your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions, just like a puppet. As you become more aware, you can experiment with that. That you are more in charge. You become your own master. Not your thoughts, not your feelings. Just by allowing yourself to take some time to relax, to start breathing differently. When you have fear, your breath gets shallow. You get tight. If you start bringing yourself into the moment, into your breath, into your belly, into your heart, everything will relax. If you identify yourself with the fear, with your anger, then you forget about your breathing, you forget about yourself, and you become that anger or that fear, or that stress, or that tension. So since we are doing the breathing now, play with it. And it doesn't need to be only in the session. It can be any time. And it's always there. Dear beloved Babaji, I have realized that the cooking processes I have had the last years have all included unclear borders from my side, which has made me going into internal emotional dramas and playing out a sad victim role instead of standing up for myself and being clear. In these situations, all my energy has been drained, and I simply haven't managed to stand up for myself, and I have just been taken by my own emotions. I also realize that anger release is such an amazing tool for me to center myself and bring the energy up to more clear and challenging situations. And I also see how much anger release can open me up. And I see what a great force anger is when I feel it coming and I'm not repressing it. And instead transforming it into something useful. I'm extremely grateful for the cooking processes I have been through and for the speed my life is accelerating and this great feeling of being alive in all of it. What you are showing is so amazing, and I only pray I will keep on growing and see more and more of what you are showing us. Eternally grateful for having met you and being allowed to be around you. At your feet, Nandika. Good, Nandika. Something has gone now. I've been waiting for that, you know that. I have realized that the cooking processes I have had the last years have all included unclear borders from my side. It has to be unclear things if any cooking has to happen, because if you are clear, then there's no cooking. All cooking, and know it well, all cooking come if you are unclear. So if you are cooking, then you are unclear. From existence side, you are already cooked. Why should you cook? You are here. You are perfect as you are. Only you haven't accepted that you have to cook. When I talk about cooking, and the Sufi talk about cooking, and the masters talk about cooking, it's a paradox in a way. But both is needed. You have to cook to realize that you don't need to cook. That's the truth. So if people don't want to cook, then they will never be cooked. And when they are cooked, when you are cooked, you realize no cooking was ever needed. But only the cooking brought you there. Meditate on it. I realized all the cooking processes I have had the last years have all included unclear borders from my side, which has made me going into internal emotional dramas and playing out a sad victim role instead of standing up for myself and being clear. And this is a very old habit, Nandika, for you and for so many people, and especially women, because they have not been allowed to speak out, to stand up. The men always try to keep the women lower. You have nothing to say. Even today in the world, you have countries that women, you can trade them like sheep. In Saudi Arabia, which is so modern, the women are not even allowed to drive a car. They still have to be at home. They have nothing to say. So this, depending on you, but it's almost in everybody. For lifetimes, it's been like that. And it was much worse before. You should be quiet. And also here, to be meditative, spiritual, good. And you don't know what these things really mean. So, internal emotional dramas is happening then all the time because it's not, you are not clear inside. You have to explode. You have to get out the tensions, these feelings, emotions, energy that you are sitting on. It is a must. And only then there will be peace. Otherwise, it will always be in these internal emotional dramas playing out a sad victim role. And the victim role, which many people also play, this victim, not good enough, I don't know. Then it means you are pooping out, you are hiding. You are not meeting life face to face. You are not here to be a victim. You are here to have fun. To be happy. In these situations, all my energy has been drained and I simply haven't managed to stand up for myself. And I have just been taken by my own emotions. Yes, but these things, like you know, cease, and I'm very happy that I can talk to you about this and talk to everybody about it. It's like I say, you have to have your own experience. Then you see it. It's impossible to see when you are in it. Maybe everybody else is even seeing it, but you cannot see it. You are in it. You are identified with it. Because you are your thoughts and your emotions up to a certain point. That's why when I even can tell the truth, you can get hurt. When somebody says something, you can get hurt because you are identified with it. How can you get hurt by anything anybody is saying? It's impossible. It must be some idea who you are. And you don't see the situation. You don't accept the situation. You wanted something different. And when this goes on building up, year after year after year, life after life after life, it's so much inside that you don't know anymore. It's all internal. And that's the worst, because you are carrying all this, totally unnecessary. You should be empty, relaxed, free. Then any feeling that comes, or any situation, there is no problem, because you respond to the situation. Then you are not the victim. Then you are not into your thinking or your emotions. But that can only happen when you have emptied out. So here, I'm not here to give you more. I'm more here to empty you out, because everything is already fine. It's just that you have been carrying too much, like your emotions. Then you get into an internal drama. If you are natural, spontaneous, clean inside, then is no wrong with being angry. But in your mind, and especially your religious or meditative or spiritual mind of how you should be good, goody-goody, then is not allowed to be angry. Not allowed to stand up for yourself, not allowed to ask questions. And then people get angry because they have many, many things built up. That's why some people, you just say something or a little situation is happening and they get angry. And you don't understand, what was that all about? Because they are so tense inside. But when you are natural, what I call natural means that you have cleaned out your thoughts, your emotions. You are natural, you are flowing in the moment. Then to be angry is no problem. Because you can never be angry if it's not the reason to be angry. So then anger has its right place. And then that anger has no karma to it, which it has if it comes out of you. But if you are clean, that comes spontaneously. And in you say, all my energy has been drained and I simply haven't managed to stand up for myself. No, because all the energy goes to hold yourself back. I have been taken by my own emotions. Yes, this is how it is. And you cannot see this before you are out of it. I knew this group would be good for you. Who was doing this? Who was leading it? Rafia. So they're all friends for me. I was also involved in this. So first is the cleaning, standing off. You cannot, if you want to go up on the roof and you have a ladder, you cannot skip from first step to the top. It's impossible. You have to go step by step, no? So it is a time to stand up for yourself, to clean out, to regain your strength, your power. But that is not the end. It's just a part of healing yourself. When you have seen that this is how it is, you are functioning naturally, then you don't need to stand up for yourself. You're just yourself. Because who are you in the first place? Still you are standing up for something. Before you were a victim playing that, now you regain your strength, you can come out. So, the Sufis, they talk about some people are like camels, no? And that is more the victim. You can load anything on the camel and then it goes over the sand dunes for weeks. A beast of burden. He doesn't ask any questions. He doesn't rebel. And then the next, you become a revolutionary, no? You start standing up for yourself. You become a lion. That is part of breaking out of that camelness, that victim, that repressed. You regain your strength, your power, trusting yourself that you are free. Then the next stage is the innocent little child. That is not the victim and is not the lion. Just innocent. Then you know you have that. In fact, you have forgotten about it. But that's the thing, you cannot go from the camel to the innocent child just like that. It's impossible. That is the dilemma with many people. They want to be very spiritual or That's why I say you have to go banana. You can't escape. You have to get out these tensions in you. And if that is understood, then you will do it very good. If it is not understood, then you hold yourself back. Like many people in dynamic, for example. How can anything ever happen? It's impossible. I get so dizzy. Go crazy. And that's how it is, because you have for so long held yourself back. You don't allow, and you are all the time worried. Not even of people around, but yourself, because you don't know. You have no idea how it is to let go, how to go crazy, how to be wild. But you have to be. Then when you have cleaned out that anger, that wildness, that cleans you out. And remember, it shouldn't be towards somebody. It's just to empty out your own feelings, thoughts, emotions. I have also realized that anger release is such an amazing tool for me to center myself and bring the energy up to be more clear and in challenging situations. Also can see how much anger release can open me up. And I see what a great force anger is when I feel it's coming and I'm not repressing it, and instead it is transforming into something useful. That's how it is, Nandika. This is what I'm trying all the time. But you have to do it. Like just the other day, some woman, Juna, said 7 years it took. Madhav said 10 years it went before my heart really opened. You never know. That's why I have to talk. You know? Say the same things, but when that threshold is come over, when you have stepped over that threshold, then everything changes because it's your own experience. And that gives you more trust in yourself, in me. Because now you understand. You're not so limited. You become more vast. That's exactly why Osho wanted us to do dynamic, because you are so repressed. You're so in control. But it cannot happen before it happens. Or you can stay there for 50 years. Doesn't help. You have to let go. And it's not dynamic in itself. It's anything that you can lose control. Let go. But to do that, you have to let go of the ideas you have about yourself or how things should be. I heard many people, they come from different backgrounds, very spiritual. If it's a Hare Krishna or Vipassana people or Buddhist people or whatever, miracle of angels and all this. They thought they're coming to meditate. Of course, it's a shock when they have to start releasing, moving their energy. And you don't want that either, because everything is in the head. And when you start coming deeper into your body, into your feelings, into your emotions, then it's very dangerous. You don't want to go there. Because everything that you know is in the head. That's why you don't want to lose control. And the more you let go and lose control, the more you see this is great, this is life. It gives me a more energy, more life, no? Very few places they are teaching this. I'm trying to integrate and heal all sides of you. The body, the mind, the emotions, the heart, everything. Many enlightened people also, they just sit and talk. Talking the truth, but that talking will never transform you. You have to join the dance. You have to walk with me. You have to experiment. Like Krishnamurti was one of the most beautiful enlightened beings. And he talked, he was teaching for 70 years. I don't know if anybody really woke up around him, because he was just talking. And it has to be integrated. You have to get out. Already you have too much in your head. So that's very good you have realized that anger release is such an amazing tool for me to center myself. Yes. And you just go on, because one day there is no more anger. Anger is just there because you have repressed anger. You have had your idea, so that becomes tension. Anything that you repress will become a tension because it's not natural. And in that respect, everybody is tense. That's why everybody is tense, because they are not natural. They're trying to keep it together. And then they think, if we let go, then maybe I get violent, I do something crazy. Yes, that's the possibility. That's why it's almost nobody who does it. You have to do it in a safe environment. Or with somebody, like I do, remind you, have fun with it. Don't beat up somebody. Just beat up a pillow or scream, even higher. Then you will see how good it feels. Otherwise, people are afraid. And that's why when they drink alcohol, then they get violent, because all that violence comes out, that is repressed. Then they can't keep it in. Then they start fighting in the streets, or killing each other, or beating up the girlfriend. This is impossible if you are natural, if you have released all your tensions, all your poisons. People have so much anger repressed, and there's layers and layers of it for different reasons that you have taken in. Of course, you will get tense if you're not living natural, then that will have many different symptoms. I'm extremely grateful for the cooking processes I have been through, and for the speed my life is accelerating, and the great feeling of being alive in all of it. Yes, when you have gone through it, then you are grateful, because everything is worth it. It's very good you wrote this, because I was waiting for you. I wanted even to check in with you before the retreat, because I knew, no, something must have changed now. She got the key now. And meditation and what I'm trying to share, it can only happen when this is released. Otherwise, it's too much thoughts and too much emotions in the way, no? You don't know. When you have unburdened yourself, then you start being in tune with something that is deeper. And that's where I'm talking from, that's where I'm coming from. With no thoughts, no emotions, just clarity. What you are showing is amazing, and I only pray I will keep on growing and see more and more of what you are showing us. Yes, and this is the proof for it. No, you are seeing more and more. And it's needed, because you are in a very important role here. So you shouldn't take any bullshit. And you should communicate more. And tell me anything also, so you don't go into any doubt. If it's something I like, it's clarity. Love also, of course, but eternally grateful for having met you and being allowed to be around you. At your feet, Nandika. Very good, Nandika. I have seen people who are sitting, just meditating, for 50 years, and they're sitting on a volcano. You scratch a little bit, and they get angry. What kind of meditation is that? There's a story like that in India. One famous sadhu, wise man, he lived there up in a cave. by Gangotri. And he had been there for 30 years. Of course, in India, all these fools get very much respected. He was known, he doesn't say, and he was untouched, like Shiva himself. Then it was a big Kumbh Mela, where they all come together and meet millions. It's the biggest meeting place on planet Earth. 100 million people sometimes in Kumbh Mela. Can you imagine?
Pwah! What's up?
Then he came. Everybody just open. Oh, Swamiji, you come in very good. Then somebody stepped him on the foot, and he got so mad. And they were wondering, what happened with this guy? He got so mad, just somebody totally innocent stepped him on the foot. Then the whole meditation, 30 years down the drain. Please don't go that way. Don't try to hold yourself together. Just empty out, then peace will come.
It's no wonder that I find
beloved Babaji, thank you for once again sharing yourself with us. Each new morning in here, your enchanted, beautiful forest reminds me of the love. Even with all this turmoil? Where's turmoil here? Tirth. Welcome. You see any turmoil here, Tirth?
Nada.
Where's Salima? Oh, there's some turmoil there in the corner there. Thank you for only showing us beauty, patience, and so much compassion. Yes, that's what I'm showing you, but you have to do something to get there. That's the thing. It is because of this turmoil, though, that I have to write and ask for help. I always feel you with me, Baba. No, however, if it seems that the mind has come back full power, it is absolutely desperate. Good. The harming, it's harming the body, creating stress, tension, charge. And as I foresee it, it might even start to create unnecessary conflict. So I bring this to you just in case there is any waste of energy that can be avoided. Also not to waste precious time with you and my beloved Sangha. Time and energy that could be used in a good service. There was a period of grace after you poured so much love and compassion and clarity directly on me, helping me to leave behind what was holding me back. I am and will eternally be grateful to you, but the ego that before played the role of attention seeker found its way back somehow and went to the other extreme. It was causing a withdrawal from life. As this comes to awareness, I focus on the positive, the gratefulness for being here, and through your clarity being able to see it. I also focus on the happiness, as now there is only one direction left to go, towards the middle. Yeah, that is also what you have to learn. Going from one opposite to the other, that no music then. I just told you about that sitar player that came to Buddha. And Buddha had to show him also. It's not from one opposite to the other. You can't get any music if you are too tight. No music, just noise, tension. You cannot get any music if you're too loose, wishy-washy, victim. You have to be in the middle. Only then music comes. You have to be in harmony. That means you have to be harmonious. And only you can create that harmony. That is the responsibility I'm talking about. Yeah, after I poured so much love, compassion and clarity directly on you, then of course you were fine. But that was my love, compassion, clarity, grace. I'm just showing what is possible. No, you have to stand up for it and follow the teaching, no? Instead, you went to the other side, that this can never work. But still, now I'm on the edge of exploding. It feels there is a learning in every second, a test every day. Each happening sheds more light inside. I can't sleep. It's been like that during the retreat since Thailand. Luckily, it gets better when I'm working. It seems I have tried my best to help myself, yet this energy only seems to keep on building up. Even if I find moments of apparent relief. Thank you again for such a blessed life, Babaji. In love and gratefulness, I love you, Salima. Maybe you have tried to help yourself, but you haven't been total. For example, are you going to dynamic? Salima? What? Breakfast. No. Breakfast. Who the fuck cares about breakfast? You're almost dying. You're almost exploding. I would hate to see Salima explode, blood all over the place. That's what I mean. You don't help yourself, you're playing it safe. It can never happen like that. You are already built up like a dynamite. And you are making breakfast? You should show them what catharsis is all about. Only that will help. And you haven't come to that understanding yet. So this is it. I can heal you, but I cannot go on patting you on the head and showing my grace on you when you are not following what I'm saying. You are still playing it safe. All that repressed energy and tension and control that you have inside will make you mad. Will you make you an unbalance? Will make you tense, like you said. This energy only seems to be keep on building up. Even if I find moments of apparent relief. Yeah, because you haven't emptied yourself totally. Why does it keep on building up? It's so easy if you're following what I'm saying. But I know also it can take years because your habit is so strong to control. And many people have this. Or they think that they don't need it. And you are an intelligent woman and you have taught so much in, you have learned so much, you function very good, but it's all taking in. I'm talking about unburdening, emptying out. And not only with all your knowledge, but with your emotion, with this all this pent-up energy that you have. Then I will tell you, I can promise you, sleep will come. But if you're trying to sit on it, like which is what I've just talked about, you haven't realized how good, how valuable it is to release, to go banana, to scream, to get angry. All this is in you. And that's why you are so tense. You're in control. You have to lose control. I cannot do that. I don't even want to see you lose control, but just do your homework And it's the same settings, very safe setting. Do it in dynamic, do it in kundalini. If you feel stressed, if you cannot sleep, start jogging. Go up the mountain here 2 times a day. I will promise you, you will sleep very good. But if Salima just wants to be so relaxed and sitting on the volcano and chopping the bread, it will never happen. And it's not only you, it's many in the same situation as you. But what can I do? Maybe it takes 7 years before it clicks. Maybe it takes 1 day. Maybe you see it now. Maybe you never will do it. That I don't know. I can only tell you how it is. And when it happens, which Nandika just said from her own experience, then it's clear how good it is, how healing it is, what the relief it is. Then I can communicate from another level with you. No, you have emptied out. You see the value. You're not afraid of it anymore. Everybody is afraid of letting go. Everybody is afraid of losing control. Because you don't know who you are. That's why it cannot happen if you don't have that trust, that love, that intimacy with me or with yourself or with existence. You cannot allow it to happen. You have to trust something that is bigger than you. Otherwise, you yourself will always hold yourself back. Because what will happen when I lose control? Or go into an intensive group where you get pushed into it. And maybe that would be great for you. To do a Fischer-Hoffmann, to do a primal, to do a part of love. Something that is more pushing. You cannot escape. Like doing dynamic 10 hours a day. This is not the place for it. In fact, as far as I'm concerned, I will be happy to just sit there with you and play music and dance and sit in silence, have a cup of chai, tell you some jokes, fine. But I cannot see you sitting tense like a volcano in pain. But then I have the medicine for it, then you have to take it. Otherwise, year after year after year, I heal you, again you get tense, again you get in pain. Again, it keeps on building up. Again, it gets the turmoil. You have to take responsibility to start emptying out, to start loosening yourself up. It's too much energy in your mind. And you have used that center too much. It's overloaded. And you have to empty that out so it's more balanced. When the mind and the emotion is unburdened, then your heart has space again. It can start functioning. Because it's not loaded down by this heavy burden of your thinking. Then you start functioning normally, what I call normal, not what is normal in the world, which is a heavy mind that gets more and more heavy and building up, till either you totally freak out or you kill somebody or yourself. So this is the situation, Salima, and this is the situation for quite some people also. You have to go through this. The mind brings the tension. All that is false brings the tensions, brings your suffering. So you have to rid yourself with that which is false, that which is tense, that which is unnecessary. That is what I call the homework. You have to realize it is your responsibility. I show it to you. Everything is available. It never been so easy to clean yourself out. But you cannot drive the car and put your foot on the brake at the same time. And that's what you've been used to. You want to grow, you want to go, you want to be happy, and you are holding your foot on the brake. And it's a deep tension inside. Maybe you are afraid to take your foot off, I don't know, but I said just take your foot off. And press the throttle all the way down and see what happens, inshallah. Take a risk. Don't take it seriously. And I tell you, so many people here are very relaxed already. They can put the breath and put the breath out. Please, you go and do dynamic. Anybody else who have an excuse, oh, I have to work for breakfast. No. Do dynamic. You will see tomorrow morning is going to be the best dynamic we ever had. Oh my God, again and again, I have the ABC. Then some people come, what are we going to do after the cleaning and after the sharing? What are we going to do? We're going to enjoy even more. What a stupid question. Hello? What do you do after the cleaning? After you clean, you relax, you enjoy. Hello. But just do the cleaning. Don't worry about what will happen after. It's like, what happens after that? Live now. Oh my God. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Try to keep it together this way and that way. It doesn't work, just give up. Then you will see how good it is. Then I promise you will sleep very good. Do dynamic, do kundalini, and run in between. Up and down the mountain, then you will see how good you sleep. No problem. Very simple. Truth is always simple. You are very difficult. What can I do? Too much energy inside, empty it, empty out. Feel good.
Here in the silence,
where no sound has ever been heard. Calling me on like a song in the distance. Calling me on, you're a fire in the heart, and to answer that call greatest challenge of all. To answer your call, it's the greatest challenge of all.
Getting hot now. That's the easy way to make you warm when you're cold. Close your eyes again. Feel your breath in this moment and relax your whole body. Just come back deep inside yourself again and allow it to make more space, making more space inside.
I'm talking about you.
What I'm teaching you all the time is to be true to yourself, listen to yourself, listen to your own heart. If you feel tension, if you're burned, if you have problems, or something is building up, what does that tell you? It says, empty it out. No, be creative and empty it out on any way that helps you. Be creative. Empty it out. And empty out, 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 till there is nothing more to empty out. Then you will just sit there like that. Then you will be totally with me. We will be together. We will be one. Nothing in between. Just yummy, yummy, like that. Bagus, bagus. Don't stop before you are empty. Om Shanti. Then you will understand. Then you will be grateful for whatever you did. Only the falls makes you suffer. Let go of the faults, your false ideas, your false relationships, anything that is false, let it go. Then happy, only happiness will be back. Be responsible. Rise. Aum Shanti.